Yeah, a few shocks happening in the world of the NFL. Philadelphia have actually lost their last three matches, and they've been home games as well. Dallas was the latest team to conquer Philadelphia. We had Jordan Mailata, the former South Sydney Rabbitoh, actually named for his team, but he didn't get onto the field. It's the second time he's been named, but hasn't quite made it onto the field. We've got six Aussies actually plying their trade in the world of the NFL. Dick Fame from Radio KJR Seattle. Good morning, Dick.
And the best Aussie plays for my Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah.
Michael Dickson just keeps blasting punts. He had one last on Sunday that had to have gone 75 yards in the air. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, 68 yards, I think, officially, Dick. I think he averaged 55 yards with his three punts, but the longest being 68. But don't worry, we'll take 75 any day of the week.
Okay, I'm exaggerating. It was unbelievable to watch.
You need to check those stats, though, Dick.
It was a good football game. That was probably the game of the week there between Seattle and the Rams. Rams got the best of the Seahawks at the end. Seattle had a chance to march down. Russell Wilson had already taken him down to score one touchdown to make it a 5-point deficit. Had a chance there at the end, couldn't get it in. So now the Rams basically they've run away with their division. But I'm really questioning whether the Rams have what it takes to win the Super Bowl. And that's why I really kind of fade over to either the Chiefs or the Saints. Those two teams are a little more well-balanced than the Rams. The Rams' offense, every bit as good, if not better, than the Chiefs and the Saints. But you got to play a modicum of defense in order to win a Super Bowl. You can't just win a Super Bowl on offense alone. And I've seen the Rams up close and personal twice now in the two times that they've played Seattle. It's not just in these games that they've struggled defensively. They really struggle against everybody defensively. Look what Drew Brees did to them a couple weeks ago, put up 45 points on them. And so I really think that's going to be the Achilles heel of the Rams this year. And that's why I'm leaning Saints in the AFC and or in the NFC and Chiefs in the AFC right now.
Yeah, what about Pittsburgh Steelers? They were sort of hoping that Le'Veon Bell would be back, but it looks as though he hasn't fronted today. So that's all over the relationship between he and Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think of an example where we've seen this before, where somebody of that high a profile just decided, you know what, I am just going to sit out an entire season. And now there's going to be a question of whether he actually gets credit for this season or not. I've read reports as to there may be a grievance that he could file where potentially he could get credit for this season and it would become a free agent at the end of the year. That's certainly what he's hoping for. But Le'Veon Bell, is critical of how the Pittsburgh Steelers have handled his contract, and rightfully so. I mean, the Steelers are doing what they can do, and that is they have a running back that has a very short shelf life, so they're just going to keep franchising him to one-year contract so they don't have to give him that big, five-year, $100 million contract with $50 million guaranteed, only to see a running back break down in year two of that five-year contract. That's exactly why the Steelers don't want to do that to Le'Veon Bell, but the Steelers have fallen into some great fortune because James Collins has been every bit as good as Le'Veon Bell, if not better. And so Pittsburgh really is rolling right now. I don't think overall they're as good as the Chiefs, but they could certainly provide some resistance there in the AFC playoffs, and particularly if they could end up getting a better, good enough record to play their home games at Heinz Field in the playoffs, then they could pull off an upset or two.
Now, there's been a big trade. Jimmy Butler is back playing, but has been traded to Philadelphia Sixers. So with him now being in the team, Dick, where do we sort of see Philly finishing?
Well, I thought it was Boston and Philly 1-2. That was my prediction going into the season. Both of them have kind of come out of the gates a little bit slow, but I definitely do think those are the two best teams in the Eastern Conference. Now, if you look at the standings, Toronto's playing outstanding basketball, as is Milwaukee. And Antetokounmpo from Milwaukee is a superstar caliber player. I mean, he is a top five player in the NBA right now. And if he continues to blossom and be that good, then yes, Milwaukee can stay up there and be a top three seed in the East. But I think when it's all said and done, you've got Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward in Boston, along with Jason Tatum. That's a big time threesome. And now you got a big time threesome in Philadelphia, where before it was just Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. Now you add Jimmy Butler to that mix, and that makes them, I think, a legitimate contender with Boston for the Eastern Conference.
And just quickly, mate, the old LeBron James experiment to the L.A. Lakers, I know it's early days, but it's not working very well. LeBron himself has virtually come out and said, I'm playing like crap.
Well, yeah, and the team plays no defense. And, you know, really, all LeBron wants to do is just win enough games so he can get into the playoffs and then ratchet the team up a little bit,
right,
and hopefully get a series win. I mean, they're not going to be a team that wins 55 games. But they could be a team that wins between 48 to 50, and that should be enough to sneak into the playoffs. I was just looking at their schedule. They've got the Trailblazers, a very tough game tomorrow against Portland. After that, they do not play a team with a record better than the Lakers, which is currently, I believe, 7-6. They don't play a team with a better record than they have until the 27th of November. So they should be able to get fat after this Portland game, which they'll probably lose. They'll get fat over 3 or 4 games and get up to, 11-8, something like that, and look much better in the Western Conference. But, yes, in order to win multiple playoff series, they're going to have to play some defense, and they have played none thus far.